From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. President Francois Hollande of France has arrived Tuesday for talks with U.S. President Barack Obama on how to confront the threat posed by the Islamic State group in the wake of the Paris attacks. That's the sound of the French president's plane as it landed at Andrews Air Force Base outside the U.S. Capitol. He was to go directly to the White House for talks, followed by a joint press conference. President Hollande's trip to Washington is part of a frantic week of shuttle diplomacy by the French leader to rally global support to fight the IS group. Russian President Vladimir Putin, meanwhile, has accused Turkey of stabbing Russia in the back and supporting terrorism after a Turkish F-16s shot down a Russian Su-24 fighter jet on the border with Syria. Ankara said the plane was shot down Monday after it violated Turkish airspace and ignored 10 warnings in a span of 5 minutes to leave. Moscow insists, however, that the jet never left Syrian territory. Putin acknowledged that the Russian jet was shot down by the Turkish fighter jet after Russian officials had earlier said that it was firing from the ground that was responsible for the downing of the plane. VOA Moscow correspondent Daniel Scharf sheds more light on the situation.
This is not the first time that we've seen tension along the border with Turkey with other Russian planes that did violate the Turkish border. The Russian side even admitted in October that some of their fighter jets had violated the Turkish border. They said it was by accident and blamed bad weather.
Meanwhile, U.S. stocks opened sharply lower Tuesday. VOA News. Schools and the subway system remained closed Tuesday as Brussels, Belgium, remained under tight security while authorities there tried to find the key suspect in the November 13th Paris attacks. The Belgian prime minister said Monday that because the threats still exist, the capital will be on the highest state of alert until at least next week. However, he said the country wants to return to normal and that on Wednesday, kids would go back to school and trains in Brussels would be running. In his first visit to Israel in over a year, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is meeting with Israeli and Palestinian officials in a bid to try to help diffuse tensions between the two sides that have resulted in over 100 deaths. VOA State Department correspondent Pam Dawkins reports.
Secretary of State Kerry said his goal was to push back against what he calls senseless violence and find a way forward to restore calm.
No people anywhere should live with daily violence, with attacks in the streets, with knives or scissors or cars.
Netanyahu said Israel is fighting forces of terrorism every day. Palestinians have been angered over what they view as Jewish encroachment on a holy site in Jerusalem. They were further angered by an Israeli government decision to allow more settlement construction on occupied land. Kerry is also meeting with Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas. Pam Dawkins, VOA News, Jerusalem.
A Japanese rocket lifted off Tuesday and successfully put the National Space Program's first commercial satellite into orbit, according to officials there. It comes as Tokyo is trying to enter a business dominated by European and Russian companies. The Japan Aerospace Exploration Agency and Mitsubishi Heavy Industries oversaw the launch from the Tanegashima Space Center in southwestern Japan. The launch of the rocket was originally scheduled at 3:23 local time, but it was delayed by 30 minutes by an unexpected small ship that was near the station. Pope Francis begins his first official visit to Africa on Wednesday, with stops planned in Kenya, Uganda, and the Central African Republic. It's a trip that human rights advocates hope he will use to press for expanded political rights, religious tolerance, and respect for minorities. A new 20-euro bill is going into circulation, which the European Central Bank boasts will include enhanced security features to better protect against counterfeiting. The bill is being introduced across the 19-country eurozone on Wednesday. It's the third in a new series of the two of its security features carrying the portrait of Europa, a figure from Greek mythology. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.